أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنهم كانوا قبل ذلك مترفين وكانوا يصرون على الحنث العظيم وكانوا يقولون أئذا متنا وكنا ترابا وعظاما أئنا لمبعوثون أو آباؤنا الأولون قل إن الأولين والآخرين لمجموعون إلى ميقات يوم معلوم صدق الله العظيم. The ayats that we're discussing is with regards to the Ashabu Shimal, that is the people on the left. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very briefly described some of the punishments that will be meted out to them in the fire of Jahannam. Here in these ayat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala described to us who are these people. So we need to take heed, we need to ponder, and we need to make amends. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا قَبْلَ ذَلِكَ مُتْرَفِينَ, that before this, before they reached the akhirat, that is in this material world, they were mutrafeen. Mutrafeen refers to people who indulge in the luxuries of this world. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by using the word mutrafeen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a very, very powerful message that on the one hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us on this world, and then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives us our sustenance, our rozi in this world. So with that, a person may accumulate, a person may spend, a person may indulge in some luxuries. So what is the meaning of this ayat then? So the ulama have expressed a very important aspect of it. It mutrafeen here are people that indulge in the luxuries of this world in such a way that they feel that this world, or they believe that this world is the be-all and the end-all of life. That beyond this world, there is no other world. Beyond this life, when a person leaves this world, there is no other life to come after this. Like how it is often said, we only live once. So, when a person has that kind of attitude, that there is no life after death, there is no questioning in the qabr, there is no questioning on the day of qiyamah, there is no accountability, there is no issue of the books of deeds, they deny the weighing of this on the scales of justice, the questioning of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they forget about all this and they indulge only in the luxuries of this world. And that, in actual fact, will then lead them to disbelief. It will lead them to different kinds of thoughts with regards to this world. And if a person even has iman, then that person's thoughts of the hereafter somewhat diminishes, and he forgets about the accountability in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Worst would be the condition of a kafir, as Allah ta'ala describes further on in this ayat, that they will then begin to question the reality of the day of qiyamah. يَحْسَبُ أَنَّ مَالَهُ أَخْلَدَهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about them that they have this thought in their mind, they entertain this notion that the wealth that Allah has given them, that wealth is forever and it will keep them forever in this material world. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in one single word, mutrafeen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes this whole concept of life. Then there is another aspect to it, that in this world they feel that there is total freedom in everything, freedom in thought, godlessness, that there is no concept of tawheed, there is no concept of the existence of Allah. It is not necessary to fulfill the commandments of Allah, rather we follow our own passions and our own desires, do as we think what is right, we will carry on doing, and then we begin to shun Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala save us from such luxuries and such wealth that will turn us away from Allah Rabbul Izzat. And if we just look at the opposite side of it, that if a person has been given wealth by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then he pays the dues on that wealth, like the zakat and the fitras and the qurbanis and the lillahs, etc., and that person makes shukr for the ni'mat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted, now that very same wealth will connect and link that person to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has this concern, ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَ إِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ, that we are going to be questioned about this wealth, about the ni'mat that Allah has given us on the day of Qiyamah. Now we will see a different human being. We will see one that is conscious of Allah Rabbul Izzat, conscious of the day of Qiyamah. Thereafter Allah says, وَكَانُوا يُصِرُّونَ عَلَى الْحِنْثِ الْعَظِيمِ, that they persist on one great major sin. This great major sin that they persist upon in this world, most of the ulama have said that the first part of it is that they deny either the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they will persist on that, or they deny the tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they will persist on that, or they will deny the nubuwat of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and they will persist on that. Just on this point, one very, very important aspect for you and I is that we do believe that Allah is one, we do believe that there is an akhirat, we do believe that our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but sometimes we persist on a thought that it is not necessary, wa na'udhu billah, to follow the sunnah and the tariqah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Our whole lives will pass, and that's the thought or the consciousness of following the sunnah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam doesn't ever come to us. Now this can be a very, very dangerous thing that a person begins to believe, especially when one believes that the sunnah is antiquated. Our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam lived more than 1400 years ago. There is an evolvement in time, and the sunnah is not applicable to these days. Now those are very dangerous thoughts that a human being or a Muslim would have. Rather, we have this thought that our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the Nabi of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him to us as an example, as a model, so that we would follow. Now it is our own weakness that we cannot follow our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It is our own weakness. It is because of the attitudes that we have that we sometimes feel inferior, that if we follow Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we will be mocked at and scoffed at by the world. If we just change this and just make dua in our hearts and say, Ya Allah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam is our role model. You have sent him as an example for us, for one to follow. And O Allah, let us be amongst those that will follow in every sunnah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then if there's weaknesses, there's laxities, there's deficiencies, that inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will strengthen our consciousness of following Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the resolution to follow Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَكَانُوا يُصِرُّونَ عَلَى الْحِنْثِ الْعَظِيمِ, that they persist on this one very great sin, and that is the denial of Allah, denial of the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, denial of the nubuwat of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and denial of the life hereafter. In other words, the total concept of akhirat, they deny it and they live their whole lives, and that comes back to the same thing, that they enjoy this world, they take the pleasures of this world, thinking that this world is the be-all and end-all of life, and there is absolutely no life after this world. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.